Wanamaker served in the Alaska and Washington National Guard, briefly activated but not deployed during the Cuban Missile Crisis and start of Vietnam. During World War II, Wanamaker's father was an infantryman.
My dad was a professional soldier. He survived it all from the very first day of the invasion of North Africa to the last days in Czechoslovakia.
And his uncle in the Coast Guard in the Pacific.
So he was one of the guys that went to survive the invasion of Tarawa. He went in ahead of the first wave.
And that connection is why Wanamaker says he's volunteered for activities or taken to heart veterans and Native issues.
And my grandfather was Kiksuddy from Sitka, the Frog Clan, and my grandmother was Killer Whale, Kagwantan, from Sitka. They moved here in 1922 my grandfather was assigned with the task of helping to organize the Camp 2 A and B so that they could continue the land claims issues.
Wanamaker calls himself a grandchild of Angoon, tracing his family to Killisnoo as well as through two lines to civil rights activist Elizabeth Paradovich. Born in Juneau, Wanamaker grew up in Seattle and eventually returned to Juneau after the National Guard and college, studying physical geology. One of his first jobs as a young geologist included monitoring Mount St. Helens before and during 1980's big explosive eruption. He later worked as a subsurface resource manager for Sea Alaska Corporation. Today, he runs a vocational training and outreach service that prepares potential employees for work at the Kensington Mine, and he serves as vice chairman of the Gold Belt Corporation Board of Directors. After three consecutive terms on the CBJ Assembly, Wanamaker was required to step aside a year ago.
I enjoy public service. I enjoyed my time on the school board. I enjoyed my time on the various city and state committees that I've served on.
Wanamaker says others have encouraged him to run again because of issues like the CBJ budget and solid waste management, even so far as possibly reclaiming the landfill and turning some of that waste into energy.
One of the things I think we can do is go to the legislature and say, look, the current legal framework doesn't provide us the option of assuming regulatory responsibility. We need an amendment to the Regulatory Act to allow us to have this responsibility if we petition for it.
Wanamaker also says residents are worried about a potential collapse of property values to the point that they could be underwater on their mortgage.
And what we can do is work to diversify our economy and employment base here so that a downturn in any one particular area isn't very damaging to the community.
That includes holding NOAA to an earlier commitment about employing new researchers at the new Lena Point lab and foster more cooperation with regional health organizations. Wanamaker says the AJ mine should be allowed to open if it's determined that it would be economically and environmentally viable.
Because the city will receive the bulk of the revenue as the majority owner, if there's a need to protect, move, or supplement our water supply system, the city can do that because it will have the funds to do it. And I think we should supplement our water supply system anyway because the city can and will grow in the future, and we need additional capacity.
Wanamaker will vote for the extension of the 3% sales tax, but he would like to see an exemption for food and does not want to make the temporary taxes permanent.
I think we need to find other ways of raising revenues and increasing revenues. Putting in additional affordable starter homes for young families would increase our property tax base so that we don't have to be so dependent on the sales tax. Sales tax is difficult for me when I think of all the young families that are struggling and they have to pay sales tax on food.
And he won't vote for the plastic bag tax.
This needs to be part of a comprehensive solid waste management strategy. And I applaud them for bringing this issue to the surface so that we can discuss it. But I don't support the tax on the plastic bags because when you look at who's going to end up paying it, it's going to hurt the people with the least amount of money the most.
He favors the city alternative to state financial disclosure rules. Wanamaker believes there's too much potential for fraud and abuse for publicly posted information, and state requirements would discourage good, competent candidates.
There is, in the state constitution, a right to privacy. And this seems to single out a category of people and say, we will take away your right to privacy here. I think that's wrong. All of this information has always been available to the community. All they had to do is go to the city and ask for it.
Randy Wanamaker is the only candidate on the ballot running for the Assembly representing District 2, and that includes the Valley and all of Juneau north of the airport.